Hey everyone, and welcome to Turn-Based Explicit Adventure. I'm Connor.
Hi, Rob.
And I am Scott.
All right.
And it's N7 Day, motherfuckers.
It is N7 Day. Happy November 7th. That is not what day. N7 stands for. Did they ever explain what...
Don't know.
N7 stands
for? Did we ever explain what N7 stands for?
Well... Do you know what N7 stands for? Like, for real?
I don't know. Nautilus 7? I don't know.
See? Even you don't know, so no one knows.
One knows, but the nose knows.
Yeah, EA knows, or BioWare more specifically knows.
Vancouver's.
Yeah. So, it's N7 Day. There was some Mass Effect news that got out today, so we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh, shit, girl.
I just realized I didn't come prepared with a TV show or a movie or something.
Oh, damn. But you have been watching a TV show.
I have been watching a TV show.
We could just do that.
I guess I could. Yeah, I could do that. So.
Up to where you are so far.
Yeah. I finished, Supernatural, fucking finally. Month and a half of binging through that. And not because it was bad or anything, but just because, god damn it, you watch the same thing for 11 seasons in a row. And
it's a lot, man.
And man, the there's just repeating patterns of storylines for these characters, and you can see the different writers going through it. Like, how can we spice it up? Let's do this. And in your head, you're like, no, you fucking did that 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, it wasn't spicy then. It's still not spicy.
So anyway, started watching Luke Cage finally.
It's Luke Cage. Yeah.
So, what am I? 2, 3, 4 months late to this bullshit?
It's all right. 1 month.
I only did it a little while ago, so you're fine.
All right. So, Luke Cage. I'm on an episode. I don't remember the number. So anyway.
What rap song is it named after?
Don't remember. So,
He
just got hit with the Judas.
Oh, okay.
And the episode ended.
You're like so, 8 or 9.
Something like that.
I want to say.
So, Luke Cage. You remember him from Jessica Jones, right? He was the big black guy who was really, really strong.
Do you want to know a funny story?
What?
So I was rewatching Jessica Jones, like I told you before. I realized in about the last 2 episodes that I never watched the end of that season.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Didn't Luke Cage come back and I was like,
now you did.
Hi.
Yep.
Fuck'd you come from?
Yeah. Came from somewhere.
Did you find out where he came from?
Yeah, no, I figured it out. I was like, shit. All right.
So Luke Cage, you remember him from Jessica Jones, right? He was there. So now he is here in Harlem because he needed to get the fuck out of Hell's Kitchen or wherever the fuck he was. Anymore.
Because it was the only place he felt safe.
Yep, exactly. So he goes back to Harlem. And it's unclear who Pop is. Is Pop like just...
No, just some guy.
You're gonna find out. Don't worry about it.
But like a lot of allusions are made, like towards the beginning when Pop was there, that, you know, he was, Luke's wife's father or like uncle or some, like, you
no,
know.
No, not, you're gonna find out.
Or probably just like a dude who was just being Pop and like it was his wife. So
you're gonna find out Pop's role.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
Pop.
He's pop. Doing pop things.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, so, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's working in Pop's barbershop, sweeping up hair.
Getting hit on by all people.
Getting hit on by a lot of ladies because, to quote many a person in this wonderful television program, he's fine.
He's fine.
So he is working, sweeping some hair. He also sidelines as a dishwasher for, Cornell Stokes. Or Cotton Mouth.
Forget the name of his club.
Harlem's Paradise.
Got
yeah. Yeah, Harlem's Paradise.
Got it.
So he works at the Harlem's Paradise as a dishwasher, and one night he goes there, and his boss is like, you know what, I need you on fucking drinks, because someone called out. Okay, boss, you gonna pay me? No, not right now. Fine, whatever, you owe me money. So then he goes and does dishwashing in a very tiny coat. And he...
Big guy in a little coat.
Basically. Really big man. Guy in a little coat. So he, after he bartends, he's bartending for this lady who's also there, and you find out later on that she's actually a detective, but...
Misty.
They're just kind of hitting on one another, and they decide to have coffee in, you know, the GTA cutscene sense.
Yep. Hot lots coffee. Lots of coffee.
Yep. Hot coffee.
Nobody likes coffee.
Hot coffee.
Just...
Oh, coffee. I don't like coffee.
So have some hot coffee and life's good. But then somebody who works for Pop, whose name is Chico, he gets involved in this fucking
Chico does a dumb
gang like inside job where he's gonna steal some guns or steal some money or steal some both. with his buddy Dante, who Luke was actually filling in bartending for, and then their buddy Shamik.
That's his name.
Now,
the query is brown.
Yes. Yes. Now, the everything goes good for our...
Everything goes good.
Our boys. They succeed. They get the guns. They get the money.
Does it?
But then Shamik kills Dante, and shit gets fucking weird.
Yeah.
They split the money two ways, and they go their separate ways. And then Cornell Stokes, a.k.a. Cottonmouth, finds out and gets fucking furious.
That's his money, bitch.
Yeah, his fucking goddamn money. So, everyone's looking for Chico. But while this is going on, Luke Cage is, you know, doing his thing and trying to help Pop out by finding out where the fuck Chico went. And they talk a little bit about Pop's past because Stokes comes into the barbershop to get a cut. Or a shave, actually, with a single razor, a straight razor. And at the end of it, Luke kind of is like, hey, man, you got to fucking pay for your cut, dog. And Stokes is like, oh, you motherfucker. So then they revisit Pop's past and they find out that his name is Pop because he used to beat the shit out of people.
Stab, crackle.
It was the noise that his fists would make as it hit their face or their skull or some, you know, some variation.
But anyway. Learned a little bit about Pop. You're going to learn more. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Pop is a good character.
So Cottonmouth finds Shamik and beats the shit out of him and kills his ass. And they can't find Chico. So everyone's looking for Chico.
Where'd Chico at?
Now, Luke Cage does a little bit of, you know, sleuthing. Finds Chico
in
4 hours for free. So Chico's easy to find. He's like, hey, you got to go to Pop's. And Chico's like, nah, dog, I ain't going to do it. He's like, all right, well, don't say I didn't tell you so.
All right, fuck
and then
you,
leaves.
Buddy.
Pop's like, why didn't you get Chico back? And he's like, because I told him and he didn't
want
to come.
He's a man. So, he didn't fucking come. What do you want? Yeah.
They have a little chat. And then all of a sudden, there's Chico. He's there. Everything's good.
Woo.
But Turk, the guy who's been in like every Daredevil season and every episode of Daredevil being like, fuck, man, I'm losing all my goddamn guns and my money and I'm going to prison and shit. God damn it.
Fucking Turk.
People suck.
Yeah. Turk gets caught, or not got caught. He sees Chico and then tells Stokes' boy Tone. Tone shows up and busts up the barbershop, killing Pop, killing
fucking
Chico,
Tone.
Killing everybody except for Luke Cage, because Luke Cage is bulletproof.
It's bulletproof.
It's bulletproof.
And not some little kid, because Luke Cage is bulletproof.
Yeah, exactly. And Luke Cage protects the little kid, because he's the man. So, Luke Cage decides to go after these guys, but Cottonmouth decides, fuck you, Tone, and throws him off a roof.
Because he deserved that. Fucking shooting pops and shit.
Yeah, shooting pops and shit and being happy about it.
You don't break rules.
Yeah.
Breaking rules gets your body broken.
So, what's his face? Luke Cage is mad. So, in his anger, he decides he's going to go figure out what the fuck happened. Figures out more or less what the fuck happened, but then decides to hit Stokes where it hurts. He hits Cottonmouth in the money.
Oh.
And decides to hit up his Fort Knox, as he continuously calls it in the show.
Christmas Attucks?
Yep. Christmas Attucks building. Takes $7 million, he takes like, you know, I don't know, like $1 million maybe.
Some money.
But then the $7 million that were left go over to the police. He's got some guys in the police squad, the goon squad. But, they decide to turn on one another and Scarf, who is the detective agent working with Misty, the girl who...
Scarf?
Luke fucked earlier, decides to take matters into his own hands and, you know, kills Chico. No, wait. Who did he kill? He didn't kill Chico.
Who?
Scarf did. Yeah, he did.
The dirty cop did.
Scarf.
So what, Chico was still alive after the shootout?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that.
Chico was in the hospital, they're gonna bring him somewhere.
Right. He was in the hospital, they were gonna bring him somewhere, and then Scarf choked him out.
Fucking choked a bitch.
Cause he's on the payroll with Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth.
Now Cottonmouth loses all his money, and loses all his credibility because he tries to rob everybody in, Harlem, and Luke Cage is like, nah, fuck you.
No, bro, are you crazy, bro? Bro, are you crazy, bro?
And like, takes everybody out, kills everybody.
Bro, are you crazy, bro?
Yep. He does that, and Luke Cage kind of decides he's going to know, say fuck you to Stokes, does so in a nice riveting speech at the memorial service for Pops.
Fuck you, Stokes. Yep. You fucking suck a dick. Fucking I hope you die in a fire, Cottonmouth.
Now, Cottonmouth.
It was an R&B rap.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, there was an episode where Cottonmouth shot an RPG.
It was great.
In all hilariousness at Luke Cage and took on a building. And Luke Cage, while he's underground, like passed out and kind of like clearing his way out of there after he becomes unpassed out, starts to have like flashbacks about how he became Luke Cage.
Carl Lucas.
Yeah, he was in prison and he was like really big. And then the warden, or not the warden, but just some asshole cop guy, Rackman? Rackham?
Rock'em yeah. Sock'em.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots decides to make Luke into a Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Yeah.
For money.
Quite literally.
Yeah, for monies. And he,
does?
He
makes,
does.
Makes a friend.
They decide to, they beat the shit out of Luke Cage though after a while. And, Luke needs to get fixed by the doctor. Goes to the doctor and like, doctor puts him in some secret, special, super hidden, like, secret lab thing.
Right, because it's at a private prison.
And some crazy shit happens with, like, the
Rock'em Sock'em, turns up the
heat. Turns up the heat, and shit goes crazy. And then all of a sudden, Luke Cage comes out, and he's, like, healed, and he is super strong, and he doesn't get hurt by anything, and he breaks out of prison. Yeah.
Go, Luke. Carl.
So Stokes is like, bruh, you're mine, dog, because I know you got out of prison.
Carl.
Because this dude who was in prison, who name you don't really know, because now that he's not in prison, all he does is wear shades inside because he lives on planet fucking cool.
Fucking Shades.
And his name is Shades.
Yeah. No, I know his name is Shades, but in prison, I wouldn't have called him Shades because I'd be like, why am I calling you Shades? You do not have any shades because we are in
eyeballs.
Prison.
Yeah, what would have been eyes? Named a bitch by him.
Yeah. So, Shades actually killed or got Luke Cage very close to death. So he's very confused when he realizes that Luke Cage is actually alive and well. He tells Stokes and Stokes is like, I'm going to tell Luke. And Luke comes over and he's like, hey man, fuck you. And Stokes is like, nah, I know you were in prison. I know you broke out. So if you don't do what I tell you, then I'm going to tell everyone. And Luke's like, man, fuck you.
Are you crazy?
Stokes thinks he's got it, but you know, some shit happens and his cousin, Mariah, loses her job.
Mariah Stokes.
Not loses her job, but loses her
credibility.
City councilwoman position and her credibility. And
does she lose the position or does she?
She doesn't lose the position until the very end.
Well, at this point in where I am, her boss has called her to be like, you need to step down now.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay, so apparently it's not done yet.
don't worry about that.
Anywho.
Just wait. There's more to come.
So Mariah gets real mad at Stokes and pushes him out of a window in Haram's Paradise and then just starts fucking beating the shit out of him with a mic stand. Fucking one of those really heavy metal mic stands.
Because her name is not Black Mariah.
Yeah, it is not. And they beat...
And she did not want it.
No, she did not want it.
No.
She did not want it at all.
No.
So, but that's what happens. It, shit goes down.
People get murdered.
Luke Cage is like the hero's man. He doesn't curse except for like a couple times. And he's really nice. He's a good guy.
And he fucks some bitches too.
He fucks some bitches. Yeah. He's hanging out with Claire Temple right now. And I don't know if she's going to be like, yo, I want to fuck you too. But probably.
It's mostly cafe au lait.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Cafe. So that's Luke Cage and a horrible...
Almost.
Yeah, that's Luke Cage, almost.
It's most of Luke Cage.
Some shit's going to go down. I imagine we're going to find out who Diamondback is. I hope Shades gets his ass killed, but we'll see.
I want to tell you something, which is going to ruin it.
Shades does not get his ass killed. They set it up for season two.
You said that he already got shot with the Justice or the
Justice. Judas.
Yes.
Judas?
So Luke at the very end of the episode got hit with the Judas, which is like a bullet that hits you and then like explodes and melts away.
Okay.
Powered by Chitauri metal from the Avengers, because that's how they're going to integrate the Avengers in it.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
They keep like mentioning the Avengers. Like there was that one guy who was like, yo, I got video of the incident. And then there's also, they keep like talking about, oh, so you're the Black Captain America. Oh, I see how it is.
Blacked in America.
Shit like that. It's good so far, though. Yeah. I'm really liking it. The episode where he goes through the Crispin Attucks place listening to Bring to Ruckus by Wu-Tang Clan is like the so best good. Scene so far. It reminds me so much of the scene in Daredevil where he goes through and just kicks everyone's ass to like no music though. And it's just like the sound of people fighting.
Well, there's always a hallway scene.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
It's the greatest place to fight with fists.
I can't wait for Defenders to happen when they have four hallways conjoining and then everyone's on one hallway and they just switch it up.
Ooh. There's going to be like switching and shit. And it's going to be some big guys in those hallways. Yeah, it'll be good stuff. So that's what I know of Luke Cage so far. We're going to see where it goes.
Spoilers. Sorry.
So what the fuck did you guys do last week, Scott?
Let's see. Last week, I finally bit the bullet and pre-ordered Final Fantasy 15 so that I will have it finally when it comes out and I will play that.
Which is?
Who does Final Fantasy? That's Square?
Yeah, Square Enix. Okay. It's November 29th. It's shortly after.
Guaranteed?
They pushed it back.
That's like the week after, Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And then I'll play that when that comes out in a month. Hopefully, or in like a couple of weeks.
Good.
It was double XP weekend in Battleborn, so I leveled up characters. I'm learning to like Kid Ultra more because of the way he plays it, the way he plays. And if you can be decent with his healing stuff, you can basically spawn heal bots all the time and get decent. This week, the second story DLC comes out. Toby's, super fun Adventure Time or whatever it's called. Toby got his mech suit stolen and you're trying to get it back with him.
Do you get to play as a mechless Toby?
I would assume so, because it's from his perspective, and he's just pissed that his mech got stolen. So apparently he's going to swear a lot in this one, because he's angry that his fucking mech got stolen.
Angry as fuck.
And he's going to be on the ground like a tiny little penguin.
Yeah, tiny little penguin waddles.
I'm so excited.
You got a problem with penguin waddles?
No. Who would?
I don't know. Assholes.
Only if it gets him killed a lot. Then I have a problem with
penguin waddles. I'm watching Titanfall right now with you guys, Titanfall 2, and it looks fun. I mean, it looks like I don't know how fun it would be like actually playing and getting my ass kicked because I don't know how to play first-person shooters very well. Yeah, but
we're watching Ray Narvaez Jr. Of Rooster Teeth fame playing, and then streaming fame, playing Titanfall 2 right now, and he is in a big Titan and running around.
Twitch.tv/Brown Man.
Yep, the Brown Man.
Brown Man. I don't know. I jumped back in the Fire Emblem. I forgot how much fun it was to just like. Good. Run, train, and beat people.
Are you playing on your pre-existing game? Or
yeah.
You playing,
no, I'm not restarting that shit.
All right.
Connor, you crazy.
Okay. And then I saw Doctor Strange, and wish I had hallucinogens. And it was pretty good. There's some good parts, some not-so-good parts, but mostly good parts.
So you're telling me to get hallucinogens?
I'm telling you to get more active hallucinogens.
Okay.
I think that's a reasonable... estimation.
Connor, did you see it today? Were you? No?
I didn't see it today, no. I decided to...
Disappointment.
Do laundry and do other things instead.
Okay.
Yep. I had a good day. It's all good.
Yeah. Fair enough.
So if that's all, Scott, then what'd you do?
Rob?
Summer Santa?
Motherfucker, don't come at me. Cut you. With your fucking long-ass hair and your Superman-wearing shirt, bitch-ass.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, what did I do?
He starved me.
While ESPN will currently inform you that my team is 7-1, I am officially 8-1 in fantasy foosball.
Is there no possible way that your opponent tonight can beat you?
No, he has no one playing. I have no one playing. The score is set. And even if he did, actually, he might have his defense playing, but I don't think he does. I'm pretty sure he does not. But even if he did, the score is currently 144-68. And I don't know that I've ever seen a defense, ever get 68 points?
Yeah? Do math right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably not doing math right, but somewhere in there. You know, never seen it. Not gonna happen. So, you know. No, I didn't do math right.
Just doing you, though.
Yeah, but that's fun. I'm gonna beat Scott again next week, which is really exciting.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty certain. I've got this deep feeling, especially because you lost this week. And disappointed.
To be fair, half my lineup was on rest this week and I still scored 100.
I mean, fair, but it's all right. So, you know, that's been going well. I'm probably in a hockey league and I'm probably in a basketball league, but I still haven't looked at those. So
Like, aside from the draft or aside from setting up your account?
No, from the ones like I talked about before. Like, the ones that auto-drafted that I had that I haven't fucking looked at. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Like, you haven't even looked at them since they auto-drafted?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I was going to say, it's been a bit.
Listen, the fucking... Hockey and basketball are incredibly long seasons. I'll be fine. Yeah. I'll get there. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Oh, my God. You know what happens after Ray gets done playing video games?
He switches to...
Bob Ross.
Hosting the Bobby Ross.
Yep.
Except for Bobby Ross needs to be frozen at the moment.
He's frozen in time.
It's all right. We'll see if he wakes up. So I did that. That was fun. I played a little bit of 7 Days to Die. Not too much. I took a little bit of a break because I went in search of calipers. Calipers will be like the next ability for me to make bullets and then I'm
calipers.
And then I'm back to where I basically was before the world exploded and I had to start over. I'm day 40.
You're moving a lot quicker 40? Then. A lot quicker.
Kind of no, actually, because towards the end of my, before the world exploded, I changed the length of the day and I didn't change it back down. So with the amount of time that I've spent, I should be a little further along, but.
Okay.
I'm not. It's okay. Right now I am in a factory right before nighttime. The same factory where I found the calipers the first time. And I did not get any. And I'm very annoyed.
That's no good.
Yeah, so I gotta turn it back on and go back to my base and figure out where I can find some calipers to figure out what to do next. I'll probably continue to build a second wall and...
So you have to take a lot of time is what you're saying.
Yeah, so I have to go look for things, I have to loot. I haven't looted yet. I've been building so I can have like a reasonable place to be during Horde Night. I'm almost at the strongest Horde Night. 49 will be the strongest one.
Okay.
And then after that, like they're just that strong forever on, which is fine. But I have to, if I can build it so that it withstands without much repair each time, that's fine. That ain't nothing. But yeah, so I played a lot more Battlefield because I figured I should. Good old Battlefield 1.
Good.
It was a good time. Having a lot of fun figuring out some things. I was thinking about switching around, but I've been mostly playing Scout, which has been nice. Been shooting some people. Oh, it's so... Headshots are great. Headshots are the most satisfying thing in the world.
Do they make a noise? Like a splat?
Mm-hmm. And like you get like... Yeah. Instead of like the typical... Like any other Battlefield game or EA game of this type, like you get the little kill... log of how many points you got and what you got and those things. And like, you get like 6 extra things when you get a headshot. It's fucking great. It's like he's dead. He's not getting back up. He's gone. It's fine.
He's gone to the void. He's sucking air out of his skull.
No. I've been figuring out how to shoot better with it too because I forgot that Battlefield games have a drop, effect, a bullet drop as they go distances and then most sniper rifles have a zeroing effect where they can adjust for that drop and like figuring that out or not figuring that out or looking at the map going, how the fuck do I know it's 75 meters away? What are you drunk? Asshole.
How do I do this map?
But, no, it's been a lot of fun doing that. And then, today we did something nice. It was very good.
Yeah.
Can I talk about it? Cause I played it.
Do it.
We started playing BioShock. I started playing BioShock. It was an entertaining little time. Having a lot of fun. A little confused.
About which part?
About who I am. I have some questions about the person that I am.
You're Jack.
Rob had a lot of good questions. Rob, please tell Scott the questions that you had aside from what's your name.
So, the plane crashes, and I had a little issue just like, I'm on the plane, I'm reading a thing, it goes black, I'm suddenly in the water, like, just a little bit of like, okay, crashed. And then I go into this lighthouse thing. Right? Which, okay. Like, I'm not arguing yet. Not having a problem. I go in this lighthouse. I go in, and there's an elevator. And I'm not saying I wouldn't have gone in the elevator, but this is where we start to get, a little off track. Then we go down the elevator.
Yeah.
And we go into the next room. And I don't remember exactly what happens, but I remember thinking, no, I'd fucking turn around. I would turn the fuck around. A few minutes later, I stick heroin in my arm. No one has a problem with that.
Wait, is it heroin or Eve? Or Adam?
It's whatever it is, Eve.
Adam.
I'm fucking just sticking shit in my arm, like, just, all of a sudden,
5-10 minutes ago, I was a dude on a plane. Now I'm just shooting shit in my arm.
And not only are you shooting shit in your arm, but now you're shooting shit out of your arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's fucking lightning and fire and God knows what else is coming out of my arm.
And your best friend wrench.
And I get to beat people to death with a wrench, which I do have an issue with why I'm murdering everyone, but to Connor's point,
will it help if it's explained later in the game?
I'm hoping it is explained, but they're trying to kill me, so I'm like, yeah, no, it's just self-defense, but still doesn't explain the heroin. Still doesn't take me back to, not even like, it doesn't explain the heroin, but doesn't, there was no connection as to like why I should take that needle and stick it in my arm. It was just like, no, you should do this.
The game told you to press A and said power up, and you clicked A and you went,
like, what?
There was no greater. Wait, is there really no greater reason behind it besides just saying A? I thought someone does something.
Well, like, you can't get through the door if you don't get electrical.
Right.
Okay.
Your gate locked.
So there's story-wise reasons, but there's not like,
it's not a story-wise
the actual reason that ties back into the major plot.
Nope, right, no, it's as far as
this
story-wise,
is more to Connor.
It's mechanics. It's just mechanics at that point.
Like, they could have easily just had like,
give me something. That, I'm like, what am I doing?
Could have had something happen that it will be more, make more sense to you in the coming weeks.
It basically, you see the Gatherer's Garden with Electrovolt there, and then you hear, what's his face in the background being, Atlas in the background being like, hey, nothing's better than a fistful of lightning. Grab that so you can open the door. And then you take it, and like all of a sudden you start wigging out, and he's like, oh no, don't pass out. And then you hurry yourself over the edge of a balcony.
Hurry yourself over the balcony. Anywhere you could have gone.
No reason.
Off the balcony.
Could have fell down right where you stood, but you were just like, blah, 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 and then fell off the edge.
It's your first time on heroin.
Yeah.
Listen,
literally the guy afterwards says, she just said his cherry popped.
I'm having a lot of fun. This game is ridiculous.
Oh, Atlas.
But,
hacking.
It's
asking
me to fucking suspend reality. Hacking is
Rob. Oh. The first time he hacked, he was like, all right, I got this.
Second, thank God they took that out in the next couple of games.
He tried to hack a vending machine for the next thing, and it was like a little bit harder. Like, oh no, ran into a slit. What do I do? He's getting it though. He's getting better.
So where are we in the story?
Medical pavilion.
Okay, so we're not
first level.
So we're not even close to my nightmares.
No, I haven't even got to Steinman yet.
Oh, I forget Steinman.
The first guy. He's the one who you know, cuts people's faces and puts them on other people's faces.
Okay.
The first
spoiler
real,
alert, Rob, sorry. The first real interaction with
Splicers.
It
doesn't surprise me that that's the kind of shit I'm going to see.
Yep. Sorry, Bob Ross is broken. I have to fix Bob
frozen,
Ross.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to follow. Bearded guys gaming.
I just needed something to unbreak.
Tampa Bay Lightning and Florida.
I wonder where they're from. So anyway.
Porlando.
Anything else?
Porlando.
Porlando. Porlando Calrissian.
No, so yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with that. It's been really good. I do have my questions. Just some plot holes. I have an issue with not being able to run, and fuck you, always run. Nope, that's walk. First speed is always walk. Second speed is run, and I don't have a second speed. I have a no second speed. It's just always run.
Well, what do you say to Doom then? Because Doom's the same thing. There's one speed.
Yeah, but Doom.
Doom makes it feel fast.
Doom makes it feel fast.
Okay.
Doom makes it feel like the way the game plays it with Doom. Like I don't feel like I need to go faster. There's moments in this game where like you saw it today. Like fucking dude just showed up.
Yeah.
Well, that's all part of the atmosphere of BioShock. It's supposed to be scary.
No, Scott, he wasn't there. I turned around. He was there inside me.
But that's BioShock. That's literally what happened.
Oh, that was the worst. It's
a couple jumps.
With the exception of. The only other time, they fix it in 2 and 3, and 2 and Infinite. Infinite, there's like only one real jump scare.
Yeah, I guess you're right. There's a couple like setup scares.
There's only like one point where you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've witnessed, a little sister getting her dome punched, and then a big brother, or big daddy fucking killing a motherfucker, which was intense. Good for him.
Yeah.
Fucking don't punch that bitch.
Can't wait to see you fight a big daddy. that's gonna be fun.
We're not there yet.
I'm on hard right now, which I'm not necessarily regretting, but it is gonna mean I'm gonna need to play a little more conservatively than I typically would, cause I usually don't play on hard. First time playing a game, I'm like, whatever, it's just fucking give me normal, something. But it was like, you play a lot of shooters. I'm like, yeah, all right, go. And
which was one step down from, every bullet counts.
Like, you're gonna get your ass beat.
Which, oh, you mean,
survival.
Yeah. I was gonna say, Last of Us on Grounded.
Yep.
You got this one bullet.
No.
Your best friend Brick will still be there, but you got this one bullet.
And I will admit that, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, like, I'm not gonna go too much about this in the news portion, but
right.
The new Call of Duty has a YOLO mode, which you literally have one life before your character resets completely.
Only Call like, of Duty. Like within think that's a good idea.
Like your character within that particular mode, or like your character.
So your character. So like YOLO mode, I feel like would be like a special, unique multiplayer.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm wondering is
there's already hardcore. This is like above hardcore.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this
how is it above hardcore? If you only have one life, hardcore is one life.
Well, no, hardcore.
So what it's saying is like with hardcore, like my level, my unlocks, all that thing stays the same match to match. My assumption is this, your character within that space, your unlocks as you're living within there, you die, you're dead. Like you reset back to none of the shit you had. You don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Oh. Silly. Yeah. So I don't know exactly how it works, but yeah.
I would imagine that that's confined within that space. Like your character within that space, like what you lose is you only lose in that space, but. Damn.
I don't think it's quite as that bad in BioShock, but
yeah. Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun. I'm excited to hear more story. Right now it's an interesting game to play, but I don't understand the love yet. So I'm waiting for that. Like I'm waiting to find out like what it is.
Wait, are any audio logs found yet? Or okay, so he's found audio logs.
I haven't been listening, I'll admit. Like it's probably something I should do. I should go back and can I listen to them out of the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I play them for the people, but I'm not fucking listening.
I really like playing audio logs when you pick them up because it puts it in context of the things that you are seeing at that moment.
Sure, absolutely. Well, if I go back and I play just what I played, those sections, like I'll remember what I did and remember the, you know, mild context.
Also, I want to know, are the golden reels any good? Like the behind the scenes content? Connor, I'm assuming you picked those up.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, some of them talk about the design behind the little sister. Some of them talk about the scene that you were just talking about, Rob, with the airplane.
Yeah.
Like, funny story, the scene with the airplane was literally just added, like, last minute.
Oh, shit.
Like, they went to a demo somewhere in Boston because they're from Quincy, which is not that far away. They went to a demo in Boston with kind of, like, just coming out of the ship, like, just coming out from underwater. Like, that's where it started. BioShock logo, you coming out of the water. And people, like, didn't care about the character.
I can see that.
Yeah. So they added, like, a quick little scene, you know, him looking at the picture, looking at the shit he has.
Okay.
That little scene of him talking, and then just the plane crashing.
All right, so I'll say this.
The same reason you care about Booker at the beginning.
You got it, yeah.
So I will say this, then. I will give them this. I do care about my character. I don't fucking understand him, but I do care about him. I think he's a fucking crazy person who does heroin now because reasons. Also lightning out of your hands, but I care about him. I'm mad when he dies. It's usually his fault.
All of this will be explained. Most of this will be explained. The general concept of it will be explained.
Scott, because I can't show you the video and because I can't show you the video without Rob kind of honing in on things. Rob said something towards the beginning of this game, and it took every ounce
to not spoil something.
To not spoil something.
Was it when I said that I'm going to call him dad? It was, wasn't it?
Son of a bitch.
Yep.
Scott, he looks up at the big statue. No gods or man. No gods or kings. Only man. Sees the statue and goes, I'm going to call him daddy.
No, I was like, what's his name? And you were like, you'll find out. I'm like, his name's... all right, for now I'm going to call him dad.
And I started cracking up. And Rob will find out more about that later on. So, any other thoughts on BioShock?
No, that's...
they didn't tell him his name yet?
No, they told him his name now, but okay. Like, when you first get in there, there's no indication of who his name is.
Yeah, you're about to find out.
You get in the bathysphere, and then it's like, my name's Andrew Ryan. And I said, fuck it to all three of those things, religion, the U.S., and Moscow, and said, rapture.
I said, city at the bottom of the sea. Yep. Why not?
What could go wrong?
Everything. Something, something, something Christmas Eve.
That was also my personal fave.
Wait, was it Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. So the screen goes down and you see Rapture for the first time and Rob goes, wow. But then you see the squid go by and he goes, octopussy. So I go, that's what you got from this, huh? All right, cool.
And as I said, it was very beautiful, but also octopussy.
Yeah. Did he also pay attention to the Big Daddy walking outside the dome
or no?
Yeah, I think it
outside the dome. There was the one in the little
doing his work
thing.
There's one doing work that's outside.
Yeah. Okay.
In the at the like 70 fathoms or whatever.
Silly fathoms. All good things of this earth.
Fathom events.
Yeah.
There's a Big Daddy at 80.
Yeah. And that's it.
Cool.
That's it. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
I'm excited for more. But now I can't play it until we can record some more.
And the other thing that happens in the game that you don't notice until something else.
Stuff.
Stuff. Stuff that happens.
Keeping it quiet for Rob, yeah.
Connor, what did you do?
I played only Titanfall multiplayer all week.
Proud of you.
I did so much Titanfall.
So many Titans.
I fell out of so many Titans. Wait? Yeah. I fell in so many Titans. Out of sky.
Titans fell. Prepare for Titanfall.
I'm having a really fun time with this video game. Like Scott said, it was up. It is really fun coming from me, a person who doesn't like first-person shooters. I find it a lot faster than any other kind of game that I really would be into, but I just have this thing for mech animes and mechs, so I love falling out of the sky in a big-ass mech. My Titan main is Tone. That's my Titan class. He fires this big 40mm cannon with like tracker shots in it, and if you get 3 track shots, you get to shoot like a rocket burst out of your shoulder. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
He has like a personal shield, and then his thing is called the Salvo Core, where I can shoot a whole shitload of rockets out of me.
Oh, nice.
And then I can direct it with my aiming, so I can aim it into the sky and then aim it back down again, and it will just move wherever I aim. It's amazing. I'm pretty damn good, if I do say so myself. I've gone a couple of games where I am over 20, like 5, and other people are in like the 15s.
Okay.
So I'm fucking killing it. I'm doing so good.
Scaling it.
I really play just attrition because that feels to me like kind of classic Titanfall.
Deathmatch, like.
Yeah, it's like deathmatch, but with like the grunts and the tickets specters. And things. Yeah, it's tickets. Yeah. It's the get to 500 score, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone online, I was watching some Twitch streams, and someone online was asking somebody like, do you play pilot versus pilot? And the person was like, why would I play pilot versus pilot? That's just Call of Duty. Like, this game has big-ass robots.
Fucking robots.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why would I play just Call of Duty then? Like, come on, man. Gotta branch out a little bit.
For the auto pistol? Eat a dick.
Right? Smart pistol, by the way, is a boost now, so it's not an always gun.
Nice, because it was kind of bullshit. Once you figured out how to use it, it was bullshit, and I bullshitted it.
It's still kind of bullshit.
Well, yeah, but if it's a pickup that or boost or whatever, that's fine.
I love it.
It's great.
It's my favorite. I still don't have it unlocked yet, though, so whatever.
Do better.
My Titan rules. His Titan skin is Blood Tiger.
Oh.
So it's like tiger things, but in red and black kind of pattern. It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's just a really fucking fun game. Having a fucking dope-ass time.
Dope-ass time.
It's good.
You know what? I wanted to say something. You questioned me the other day having said that Jessica Jones was a good-ass time. And now that I've actually watched all of the episodes, it's a good-ass time. I understand it's a dark fucking movie. It's a good-ass time.
Not a good-ass time for Jessica Jones.
No.
It's a good-ass time for us.
It ended up good for her. You know.
Kilgrave.
Ended up real good, broken neck ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Fuck him up.
So anything else other than Titanfall 2?
Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Yeah, I started watching Luke Cage, like I just mentioned. What else?
Any mobiles?
No mobiles, really. Do anything else?
I mean, there is that new DC Legends game that came out that people are playing. I haven't played it yet, though.
Which one? Is it the mobile game?
Yeah, it's a mobile.
Yeah, no, fuck that. Those kind of games, no thank you. Those are just like pay-to-win games.
That's just fucking sit there and tap.
Yeah.
Tibbity tap tap to tap tap to roo.
I'm like, I don't care enough to be like, oh, I got a squad with the Joker, Batman, and Superman on it.
Listen, all star cast. I enjoyed Fallout Shelter, but that game was just fucking tabbity tap tap. Tapper. Peru. Sorry.
So what makes a good mobile game then? Because you've said good pooping games are like things you can just sink 20 minutes into. What if this is a good pooping game?
It depends on who wants what. Like, some people like to tap tap peru. I like a good puzzle.
Alright.
That's why I enjoyed the hacking. Like, I've literally played those games before. Like, that game. I wish that I'm probably gonna go and try and find a fucking, it on my phone later, cause I wanna play it some more. Like, I've never played it the way in Bioshock where the pieces are hidden. And that was a fucking trip, but, love that shit.
Yeah.
Strip!
Hacking becomes very silly because you'll be in the middle of a fight. Like, there's dudes attacking you, and you get and zap the turret, jump in and start hacking. All the fighting just stops, and you're sitting there like, click, 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 click. Like, I gotta switch this out. Okay, we got it, we got that, we got it. Great, we have a turret
now. Thanks for waiting, guys.
Unpause, you start sprinting away. It starts taking people out. You get to the camera, same thing. Hack, hack, hack away. Back to the action again. It takes you out of the game at some points, but at the same time, it's like,
whatever.
It's so soothing, in my opinion. You sit there flipping tiles and moving things and trying to get this thing through. Yeah. Rob, you haven't even gotten to the fancy tiles yet. There's some tiles that are like, you know, spinning tubes so they can slow it down so it doesn't go through as fast.
That's nice.
There's ones that are just a narrow line that goes through so it goes through super fast.
Yeah, because it gets pressurized.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pressurized. So
it's interesting.
Innerstone.
Innerdasting.
Interpants.
I am getting a iPhone 7 later this week because it finally ships.
Oh!
Yeah, my 7 Plus. So maybe I'll get some kind of game with a fast processor bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, check something out.
IDK.
IDK.
Yeah.
LFO.
Limafo. Limafo.
I hate you. Limafo.
Laughing my fucking ass off. Limafow.
What else?
What else? Your mother, that's what else.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Mom.
Shoot.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Yeah, I'm sorry. I am four eels.
Never meant to make
you. Sorry.
There's an online comic that just says, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Woo, I am four eels. And it's just a dude with like four eels coming out of a suit.
And she's crying.
And then it says, I never meant to make your daughter cry. I am a bunch of fish and not a guy.
Are eels technically fish?
I don't know, but it like made it work for the thing. It was really good.
So, eels.
If that's it for what we've done for the week, because I haven't done fucking anything else.
I'm mostly just waiting until I get to watch cinematics and watch Japanese people.
Japanese.
Although they have announced more cast members for Persona 5, and I'm really excited for Persona 5.
Cool.
Because
cool.
Persona 5 is going to be great, because it's already great in Japan.
So it's not out in here yet, but it's out in Japan already?
Yeah. It's good. Coming out on Valentine's Day.
Cool. Wow.
Lonely Guy Call Volume is going to be high on that game.
Maybe.
The body pillow demographic is going to have a good time.
Yes, I was going to say, for the body pillow demographic, which is a perfect way to describe that, they're going to be fine. What?
Body pillows.
Yeah, body pillows with hentai girls on it.
Mm-hmm. You never just held a pillow close when you're like cold and you don't have someone next to you cuddle that night?
Yeah, but not one with a girl on it.
That's true, never with
and
a girl
not,
on
and
it.
And not naked.
Because that's weird.
Yes. Maybe because I am cold and I want to hold a big thing.
You know what? That's not fair. Whatever you do is you boo, but that's not for me.
You don't want a James Franco and 30 boo. Rock it up?
No. So, news.
Schnooze.
Let's start with some silly shit. So Apple announced a computer that has four ports that are not any customary ports. Not natural ones.
No one else uses them yet.
So Razer, the game company, or the game peripheral company?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we'll say. They decided to go after that with a little tweet. and it was something around the lines of like, you call yourself Pro S My D, and it was a picture of the side of a computer trying to show off the SD card slot. Didn't go over well from there. They posted another status like that was basically just like kind of more or less defending themselves, saying something to the effect of like oh yeah, like, well, we were just, you know, pointing out that SD card slots and other IO are just like really fading fast and they're kind of rare now. So yeah. Then they posted another tweet recently that was like, we are so sorry, we did not mean to.
So it was like when Smash Mouth got into a fight with the Oakland Athletics Twitter over the weekend.
Sure.
Just like that.
You just said two words that I've never heard in the same sentence before. Smash Mouth and Twitter. They're from two different generations, Scott. One was the 90s. The other one is definitely a 2000 and...
If you've never seen a Smash Mouth Twitter rant, it's hilarious.
I have not. And now I know that is a thing. Wow. Last week, EA and... BioWare got the hype machine rolling and gave us like a teaser for Mass Effect Andromeda.
Teaser!
A bunch of people on a moon, and in the background it was like, fucking, we're taking off into space, and you're gonna be there with us, and it's gonna rule, and fuck
join
yeah!
Join the initiative.
What?
Join the initiative.
Join the goddamn Andromeda initiative, you motherfucks.
Which is weird, they named it after a villain in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I don't think they thought of it that way at all.
Probably not at all.
That's how I think about it. Initiative was the season 4 villain, I think.
I don't even know that.
Next to Adam.
I still didn't care.
But it was a quick teaser, and they said, more coming next week. It's next week, and they put out a pretty fucking cool trailer.
It's a trailer.
N7 Day, which is November 7th, which I don't know why that became N7 Day, but it did. Why is it all gassy wherever the fuck they are?
It's King of the Hill. It's King of the Kill. It's a H1Z1. It was an H1Z1 mod, and now it's an actual game.
This is what Stella talked about way back in like episode five or six.
It is a like King of the Hill game. So there's like 100 and some odd people in there, and you fight like you have one life, and you fight till you don't have your life. And the game arena, like he may switch to his map, and you'll see like it shrinks as time goes on. It's a fairly large map, and the area that you play in will shrink, and that green gas will murder you if you're outside of that area.
All right,
there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So. Not to be sidetracked, but getting back to the action.
News!
Mass Effect Andromeda, the trailer was really cool. It shows off a whole bunch of different little things. Some things that I kind of noticed and stuck out a little bit. The enemy was kind of floating in the air with what looked like to be some rocks. So that to me kind of reminded me of the pillar from the first Mass Effect, where they were trying to like find it so they could get Shepherd more information or whatever. So he could decipher the like vision he had gotten from the Protheans. Reminded me of that a little bit. But and then the enemy guys, we've only seen their backs, like and their feet. I've never seen an actual.
They don't look like Javik.
When I'm close. But they kind of remind me of collectors. Remind me of collectors, but they might not be collectors, but
Collectors were just Protheans that were taken over, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like reapered out Protheans. There was like a big tentacle monster that reminded me of Hentai and the Reapers a little bit.
Well, it reminded me of the thing that you see in Mass Effect 3 on the Solus mission. Or what is it? Solus or the Krogan mission?
Krogan mission.
You have to choose between Scientist Solarian and Rex.
Yeah. Always choose Rex. Solarian will give his life willingly, and you save all the peoples.
Only one who can get it right.
Yep, he's the only
one. And then
one. And then I cry, and cry, and cry. Aww.
And then he sings his song.
Yep.
Aww.
Morden! You ever played the Morden Solus mission in Mass Effect 3?
Yes, no, I didn't.
It's so sad!
I'm just judging you.
So,
emotions!
There was also very little with the Mako, which I'm happy about, because everyone had a boner for the fucking Mako, and I don't care.
I want it to be named after a different shark.
Me too. This is the Mako. I was thinking a different shark, but then I said Mako because my brain.
This is the great white.
This is the nurse shark.
Sperm.
This is the nurse.
No, it's a whale.
Yeah, this is the great white. This is the megalodon. It's three times the size of a normal Mako. It's just the fucking Tempest with wheels on it. It just lands.
No, it's just a Winnebago.
What is this, fucking Spaceballs? Commander Shepard and the Spaceballs.
Welcome to the Winnebago.
What's your name? What if like the next character has an automatic name like Shepard, only instead of Shepard it's like...
Well, isn't their automatic name like Taylor or something?
Is it?
They're the Taylor. All right,
sure. So the last name's Taylor, so you can call him whatever the fuck Taylor. Shepard Taylor.
Tim Taylor.
You are the reincarnation of Commander Shepard, and you will be forevermore.
You are Shepard Taylor.
Well, you're the Pathfinder in this one.
Reapers.
Reaper.
So, yeah, you're the Pathfinder, and it's funny because I noticed that on all of the guy's shit, you don't see any N7 logo. You see an AI Andromeda Initiative logo.
Except Pathfinder. For at the end where he has the remote mind, cool if you're actually able to do that in the game.
We're the aliens. All right, Batman, Spaceman.
Spaceman, Bat.
Where is he?
It's Krusty Krab / Lex Luthor voicing the entire trailer.
He is the pizza for you and me. Krusty Krab pizza, obviously.
Oh, good old Clancy Brown.
Yeah. So I'm stoked for Mass Effect Andromeda. They said they're going to show us more, like a full gameplay reveal at the Game Awards, which is in like another fucking month.
Shit, I was honestly shocked that they didn't put a date on it.
Right. They said spring 2017. Now we here.
Spring is technically the months of April, May, June in the gaming calendar.
Now I am thinking it's going to be somewhere smack dab in the middle of that. So my guesstimation is Friday, May 12th.
I said May 15th, which is one day before May 16th. So I will count a midnight release.
I'm not ruling out June. Early June.
You fuck.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just saying.
I just wanted to say that.
June.
You said that kind of like June.
June.
Ugh.
You know what? You know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do then.
What are you going to do?
Not June. April 29th.
That's a whole thing. You went from June to like whole a month and a couple days before that.
April 29th.
All right.
He placed 33rd.
All right.
Nah, he dead. He dead now.
He dead as shit.
Like, he don't get to come back now. He gonna go new game.
So we'll see. We can take bets on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/turnbasedexplicitadventure. I don't know if that's actually the link. Please just search us on the Facebook.
Come on. Just coming out. We're cool.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We're pretty nice guys.
We're pretty great.
So, this year, Valve had to refund a lot of video games because of false advertising, namely No Man's Sky. So,
yep.
They added a new thing to their TOC for developers, where in order to sell your game, you must show current build screenshots. And it has to be current build screenshots, even if you do updates, so that way buyers know what they are getting into.
Nice.
Good idea. They should have done that a long time ago.
Should have been like, it shouldn't have been a thing you had to put in your TOC. Like, come on.
Yes.
Should have just been the thing you did.
Yep.
But I get it.
So now it's part of operating procedure for them.
Good.
Helps save some skin and save some money. Or save some suck.
Well, you're not going to have to fight that argument if somebody says like, it's not what you promised when it is exactly what I promised
That's
you.
That's what we showed you. Yes.
Right.
Now, next thing, Journey developer, that game company.
Hell yeah.
Teasing its new game.
Which is about giving. They've said it's about giving.
Okay, apparently it's about giving.
Okay.
But they showed a picture of a blue background with white candles over it. Game about giving. Then a blue background with four children who look like they're wearing, like, you know, Avatar The Last Airbender capes on it. And there was nothing there, just a link to their Twitter account. And the third one looks like a gate. Like, think a Stonehenge, like, pillar, and then thing on top of it, like a door. But there's like a piercing light coming from the top of it into the sky.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, looks pretty cool. I love Journey a lot, so I hope that's good.
And Flower.
Great fucking game.
Yeah.
Love Flower.
EA says the next Star Wars Battlefront sequel is coming next fall, and they are planning on releasing a Star Wars game probably fucking every year. Because what's sacred?
Nothing, Connor. Nothing is ever sacred.
I should have known.
It's just going to be the same fucking game, just rewrapped in some new bullshit with new characters and new fucking bullshit that's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. You are 100% correct.
Lando Calrissian.
So I think the voice actors were picketing outside picketing? Warner Brothers. Because the strike is still continuing.
What strike? Oh, the voice actor strike?
You got it.
Oh.
I mean, I'm kind of owing because they need more money. Oh.
Yeah, pay them.
Pay them, motherfucker.
Why aren't you paying them?
You make way too much money on those fucking games anyway. You should pay it outright.
Motherfucker.
Don't tell me it's going to cost me more, bitch.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
I mean, I'd be willing to pay a little bit more if it meant voice actors got their respective, like, actual cut that they deserve.
True. Oh, now, this isn't quite video game news, but it's pretty interesting. Disney's made $5.8 billion this year at the box office.
Oh?
With Marvel and all their other IPs.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah.
$5.8 billion.
Good as I am looking at possibly watching Big Hero 6 tonight when I get home.
Hey-o.
Let's see. Oh, one thing I missed with the news for, what were we just talking about? And 7 Day. That's tough. Yeah. Mass Effect 2 Welcome and back. 3 are now backwards compatible on
backwards
Xbox One.
Backwards compatible.
Pretty stoked on that.
Probably
I can
play the shit again.
Yep. Play it all over again.
What about Mass Effect 1's?
Mass Effect 1 has been backwards compatible for a little while. It's just my least favorite because it was the most RPG, but like the weakest of the gameplays.
Mass Effect 3?
One.
Oh, yeah.
Onesies.
Mass Effect 3 was weird because it was in the middle where it was like, had some of the RPG elements, but had the best fucking gameplay out of all of them. I would throw my fucking biotic balls into space and they would rock someone from across the room.
You'd throw your balls around?
Yeah. No. Were you ever a biotic?
Yeah, no, I was just giving you a hard time.
I would always create what I would call a biotic tank, just someone who would just roll through and like throw you fucking across the room, start a little whirlwind that you're stuck in, and then like kill somebody else with just another force blast.
Right.
I was like an evil Jedi, but I was the most paragon evil Jedi ever until I played my FemShep, who was the most evil badass bitch that you've ever seen.
Except for that one person who kept asking for an interview that I kept punching in the face.
Yeah.
That woman deserved to be punched.
Punched her a lot in the face. Yep. Probably going to play all those games all over again because
I'm really mad that they didn't backwards compatible them or put them on the PSN store.
Well, backwards compatible, I mean, PS4 doesn't have any backwards compatibility.
I know, but they could have put them on the PSN store and I would have paid like $10.
I get you.
But they didn't.
Nope.
Because fuck you.
So, of course it happened news. There was a 2 years ago or 3 years ago for the World Economic Forum, somebody made a VR experience about children in Syria and the civil war and getting displaced and becoming refugees. It was called Project Syria. And it was at some demos in different cities and until earlier this year when they released it on Steam for wide release VR, get it into more, you know, people's hands, more exposure, all that fun shit. And of course it happened news. People on Twitter turned it into a political, or not on Twitter, on Steam reviews turned it into a political thing without even playing the game.
Of course they did.
Yeah, right?
And of course it happened. Fucking comment system. Of course they did.
Exactly. Fucking terrorists, why am I playing a game about terrorist children? Why am I playing a game about children who are going to take over the United States of America? What is this bullshit? You know, fucking hicks please, and their dumb shit.
Please go die in a fire.
People are just sad, okay? I mean, if you want to make a game of, if you want to talk about a political game, we'll talk about, what is it? My Life is War? Or what was that game where,
I don't know.
You Oregon legit Trail. Played in a
you
war
died
scenario.
Of the 2016 election.
Yep, you died of the 2016 election. The NES Classic Edition cable for the controller is about a third as long as the original controller. It is only 30 3/8 inches long compared to the original 91.5 inches long.
Why?
Because, Rob, you apparently are going to plug this thing into your TV and stand directly in front of your TV.
I'm not.
You're right. They fucked up.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Comes out on November 11th. Have fun.
No.
Have fun in front of your TV, everybody.
And then Watch Dogs 2 comes out next week on the 15th.
Dishonored comes out this Friday, too, and I'm very excited about that. Dishonored 2.
That gonna take you away from Titanfall?
No, not right now. I'm not gonna buy any of the video games right now. Saving money. Christmas is coming up. I gotta buy people some shit.
Fucking money.
And I'm trying to save money because I want to get a new car at some point soon.
Car. Drive.
I thought you had a good car.
I do, but I want a new one.
Sometimes you want. Gotta have.
Facts of
eventually.
Life.
Eventually. BlizzCon has been going, or was going on last weekend, and some things out of that. They revealed their new hero, Sombra, for Overwatch, so good for them. Don't really play Overwatch, so I'm not really sure how she stacks up in the roster of other Overwatch characters.
No idea.
I don't know if you guys have heard anything.
I know absolutely nothing.
So. Good.
I've seen she boops people on the nose,
I
and
saw
the
that.
Internet loves that.
Yep, saw that too. Blizzard is one of its original creators returning back to the company again after leaving for an extended break. Kind of like Steve Jobs coming back to Apple after being ousted back in the 90s.
Is he going to turn it into like a fucking thriving company all of a sudden?
I would hope so.
Cool. Good for him.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Blizzard is is opening StarCraft 2 up to AI. So they're creating AI-only game to kind of see how smart they can make AI, I guess.
Okay.
I don't really get too much into that, but, you know, whatever. The Titanfall 2 Twitter account. Rewind. EA has been having a shitty fucking week for themselves.
They're, social media
their
is
marketing
hard.
Team is dumb. I am,
are we talking about the Battlefield 1 thing?
Oh, both of them. So we're EA is stupid. If you don't know this yet, then you really should pay more attention, but they decided to tweet on the public Twitter account for Battlefield some memes. Because kids love the memes, don't they, guys?
Memers.
It was like, I forget exactly what the first one was, but they were talking about, I'm gotta look it up right now because they are not good. And they did the same thing for Titanfall, so let's get to it.
Think they deleted them?
Oh, of course they did. No. You got it.
But the internet is a place.
Okay, so there were three tweets in question with the hashtag just World War One things alongside meme-worthy phrases such as weekend goals. One of them is a meme of someone with a flamethrower burning people, and hashtag, you know, just World War One things is on the GIF, and the meme that's on this one says, when you're too hot for the club. That's a good one, right?
Wow.
Another one of a bunch of German soldiers, looks like, on a battlefield with a Zeppelin in the background that says, the tweet says, your squad got big plans for the weekend. Hashtag just World War One things. The image says, when your squad is looking on point. And that's right. German helmets, World War One. I don't know if you know this. They have a point on them.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Last picture. Just World War One things. Basking in the glow of a burning airship, and there's a flaming Zeppelin falling out of the sky. Yeah.
That's okay. The beginning.
So they're tone deaf.
Yep. So they are tone deaf. Maybe the thing says, maybe don't put a hashtag on World War One.
Jesus.
Titanfall 2's Twitter account, officially at Titanfall Game, has just been tweeting shit like taking a dump on Call of Duty. Because right now, Call of Duty on Metacritic has about a 70 and Titanfall has a 90. So Titanfall's doing a little bit better as far as the critics goes.
Yep.
But, you know, people know the Call of Duty name, so it's doing better in the sales.
Sure.
Although I've heard, according to UK numbers, it is down 50% compared to Black Ops 2 sales.
I'm sure.
Not doing as good. But anyway, one is, quote-unquote, mostly slow and plodding, while the other's, quote-unquote, frantic precision is electrifying. You decide. Now, both those quotes are from IGN articles. One, the slow and plodding one is about Call of Duty. The fast and electrifying one is about Titanfall. So it's just a whole bunch of people, or a whole, like, this marketing team for Titanfall is basically trying to take a shit on Call of Duty and see, you know, where the fight takes them, it looks like. Which, in my opinion, is just stupid. Why would you do that? Make it friendly competition instead of, like, ruthless, cutthroat social media bullying.
This has a real good chance to blow up in your fucking face. You better slow your roll.
Now, the funny thing is, Respawn, the developers of Titanfall, have nothing to do with this Twitter account. They tweeted from their personal Twitter account, "Hey guys, just want to let you know, Respawn is not affiliated with the @TitanfallGame account. We do not post any, like, this is all our personal posts here on the Respawn channel."
Right.
And then some in the effect of, like, you know, "We respect all of our fellow developers and, you know, respect what they're doing and hope to see the, Call of Duty guys online later this weekend." Just like that.
Right.
Infinity Ward, whatever. So, I don't know. Just not cool.
Oh, fucking people, man.
Tasteless.
You think you're funny, but you're dumbass dicks.
Nope. Diablo 3 is bringing back the Necromancer. 3-year-old game. Why the fuck are you doing? No, not even 3-year-old. 4 or 5-year-old game.
I don't care.
Yeah. Why? Who cares?
I don't.
Modern Warfare pulled out a glitch, but paid tribute by putting a little sign over it that said, "Don't do the glitch."
What was the glitch? Ooh, tell me, remind me. Ooh, which one?
I don't remember.
Oh, look it up. I bet I did it. I bet I did it a lot. I was a bastard.
Let's see. So there's a spot where you could glitch out of the map. I don't see.
Which map?
Which map?
Oh.
Mountain Machine Gun? I don't know. Okay, right. Whatever.
Never mind.
Looks cool.
Thanks, Internet.
Thanks, Internet. A study found out that, on average, a person will spend 1.3 years of their life trying to find something to watch on TV.
I hope that's not true.
I've spent a lot of goddamn time looking around fucking Netflix.
Gross. And
shit.
Gross.
Tell me about it.
Anything else?
I'm looking. I don't see anything else, really. Mass Effect is going to have a $60 standard edition, a $70 deluxe edition, and a $100 super deluxe edition.
Super deluxe. What the fuck is super deluxe?
You get a blowjob with it.
I hope so.
Yep. You get a remote control car, last I saw.
Remote controlled Megalodon.
Sold.
My headcanon now is that it's going to be a gigantic fucking Mako, and it's just going to be called the Megalodon. It's going to eat things.
Not going to be bad.
Yeah, not going to be bad at all. Oh my god, I just saw an article that's making my head go, wow, of course.
Tell us.
I love me some Ready Player One.
Ready Player One.
Article feature on Polygon. Real arcades could be coming back. Thanks to VR.
Truth.
Of course. Of course. Have you watched this shit?
You don't got to worry about a cabinet. Like, you just, it's right there.
And it looks like they're playing Time Crisis.
Oh.
I love Time Crisis stuff.
Or something. Everyone loves Time Crisis.
I'm terrible at it, but it's so much fun.
Me too. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool.
Yeah. Wait. I'm seeing an article that says NBA team owner, NBA team owner, esports will be as big as Hollywood and the NBA.
Okay.
Ted Leonsis?
Leons? I don't know.
Oh, he owns the Washington Wizards, Capitals, and Mystics.
Well.
Yeah. He purchased a controlling interest in Team Liquid, which is a big esports team from what I can understand.
What do they play?
Everything.
Well,
esports. League, Dota. I'm sure, you know, some of the other big ones too. Smite.
Schmite.
You know, Smite. Call CSGO.
Right.
Esport teams, like, they have one name, but all of a sudden there's like 15 different sports.
Right.
And it's like a 40-person team. It's like an Olympic team of people who play video games.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. All
right. Well, I got nothing else, so.
Yeah. Hey, you know what everybody should do tomorrow?
Go fucking vote.
Go fucking vote. I don't give a goddamn dick. I do care who you vote for, but I'm not going to tell you. Just go vote.
I was going to say vote and then also listen to our friend's new podcast, Literally Nothing. Their second episode goes up tomorrow, so it's an official thing now. Figure we should give them a shout out.
Okay.
All right.
I love it.
Don't forget about at EchoCraft. He's on the Twitter, the SoundCloud, the Apple Music, the everywhere. Him and TMP Records are going to start putting out music once a week starting this week.
Yeah, shit, girl.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of new music on TMP Records and from EchoCraft, so tune in for more.
Check them out.
I also want to thank Apocalypse Kitty Design,
oh,
our friend
girl.
Chelsea. She is putting together some artwork for our Facebook page. We still don't have a cover photo, 33 episodes in.
I'm proud of us.
No.
I am.
All right.
I am.
So we're going to put up a cover photo and hopefully get some more.
Stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of Facebook followers, so tell your friends, tell your kids.
Follow the fucking Facebook.
Hide them from the rapists because he's out here.
We don't post a lot. Like, it's not all that other stupid shit you follow, Candy Crush. I know you do, you fucking Farmville bastard.
Now, that Facebook is just turn-based explicit adventure. It's a fan page, or it's a regular artist page or whatever it is. And it's then page. We're also on Twitter at TBExplicitADV. I posted a couple things today from that.
Yeah,
it's Mass Effect and Bioshock and other shit. You can find our email at TB, or at turnbasedexplicitadventure.com. Or at gmail.com. At gmail.com. Turnbasedexplicitadventure at gmail.com.
You made it.
Made it. You can find me, Connor, at Connorvore on the, and that's Connorvore with a 3 instead of an E at the end of it. You can find me there on Instagram, Twitter, Xbox. Yep. You can find me on the PlayStation at Connor Carnivore. But that's me.
Chief Whitebeard. It's Rob. It's places. Find him. You'll find it. It's Chief Whitebeard. That's Chief Whitebeard. Go forth.
At SchwartzS on Twitter and Spike31589 on PlayStation Network, where I continue to play every week.
Thank you, friends, for joining. Please rate us on the podcast app.
Yeah, you know, give us a rating.
Tell us what you like. Tell us,
fun.
Tell us how good we are.
Tell us what you don't like.
It helps us get more exposure.
It does.
Yeah. Tell us what you don't like on the Facebook. I feel like Facebook and Twitter are places where people go to just yell at one another. So do us on that.
Come yell at me.
Don't give me a really super negative review on the podcast app and bump me all the way down in the standings. I want to be, yeah.
Don't be a...
I want to be good.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be a hole of asses, okay?
Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay, terrific.
Goodbye, friends. I am now a ghost.
Fuck this law firm. I'm going to go play on the Mighty Ducks again.
Yeah, one of the Bash Brothers.
One of them Bash Brothers, bro. Foggy bottom pants.
God.
No, Rob.
He's white knuckled.
Oh, he's gonna fucking crack a skull. Remember that time that you didn't believe me when I said that the same moves that made him blind was the same moves that made the Ninja Turtles? Remember when I was right?
You weren't right, though.
I am right.
No, you're not.
I am right. Saying, the fucking internet!
Saying you're right doesn't make you right.
I'm gonna find the article again.
Please do.
Saying I'm wrong doesn't make you right either.
Please find it again. I want you to find it. You are a worthy opponent.
You're an unbelievable cunt.
Oh, yeah, this poor Matt has a suit. Yeah, when he's just using t-shirts like Luke Cage.
yeah, Young Justice is coming back. That makes me so fucking happy.
Stick hasn't showed up yet, right?
I'm not speaking to you. Don't know.
You fuck. Why'd you give up looking for your article? Because you know I'm right?
No, I'm not looking for it for you again. I read it on this fucking podcast. You want to find it, you go back and you find it.
What article?
Where Connor was wrong.
I'm not wrong. So you said they're in the same universe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No. Wrong. As most know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird as a parody slash hat tip to Daredevil, most specifically the Frank Miller established style. The canister of ooze that fell into the storm drain and exposed the turtles and Splinter was meant to have been the same that bounced off Matt Murdock's face. Was meant to have been the same.
Yep. Was
they're
meant to
not
have,
in
was,
the same universe.
I didn't say they were in the same universe when I said was meant to have been the same. Is the same.
No, it's not.
Okay. Our understanding of the English language will remain to be different.
All right.